from the Bob and Tom Show Comedy off Broadway in Lexington welcomes Josh Arnold for two nights only, June 25th and 26th. Then July 8th through the 10th, catch Taylor Tomlinson direct from her Netflix special, Quarter Life Crisis. And from BET's Comic View, Comedy Central, and Def Comedy Jam, don't miss our Nez J, July 15th through the 18th. For showtimes and tickets, call 859-271-JOKE or visit comedyoffbroadway.com. Comedy Off Broadway.
Talk Radio 1080. This is Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Monday, June the 21st. I am Matt Jones here on a partly cloudy day in Louisville, Kentucky. You can give us a shout on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. That's 502-571-1080. A Vision Glass text machine, 772-774-5254. And this edition sponsored by the TJ Smith Law Office. If you call TJ, well, I mean, he's going to make them pay. I got Ryan in Lexington. I'm sitting here in studio with Shannon. Shannon, as I walked in, it just looks so beautiful outside.
Oh, it's a perfect day.
No, I mean the landscaping here at iHeart.
Oh, yeah, that was sarcasm. Okay, I didn't pick up what you're putting
down. Ryan, they have not, since COVID, mowed the grass.
You've got to be kidding.
Or done anything to the shrubbery.
Oh, the landscaping is great. You got weeds growing up through the plants.
It honestly feels like a jungle out there.
Apocalypse. It looks like the apocalypse.
But isn't Michael Bennett doing his show out there in the yard somewhere?
He's got his little Michael Bennett crop circle out there.
Yeah, I see it. You can see it.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I don't understand how they haven't had someone come and mow the grass. Like, it hasn't been mowed all year. I guess it was probably mowed last year, but it has not been mowed this year. And, I mean, now that I know the world of zero-turn mowers.
I mean, you could get out there and do it.
No, I mean, I wouldn't, but I know that there's got to be somebody who could.
It's a good place for you to practice.
How have they not mowed it?
I mean, who are you mowing
it for? Are they just giving it up to the animals at this point?
Yeah, well, put a couple of horses out there.
They would get, you know, you get fines from the city when you let your grass grow ridiculously high like that. They can be getting a fine.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. The city will fine you if you don't mow the grass.
I mean, there are rules here. You can't just, it's not the Wild West.
I want to go back to that. Have you ever known that to happen to someone?
Yes.
Really? Yes.
Yes, in Bullitt County.
Individual people, you know, businesses, but you'd think businesses would take care of it.
Do you know anyone in Louisville or Lexington that has been fined for not mowing their grass?
I know that we had a listing and the people didn't mow their grass and the city fined them. It wasn't me personally that.
So what's the fine for not mowing your grass?
I think it was like maybe $25 or $50.
Okay, so it's not very much.
No.
I mean, that's what you would pay somebody to cut it for you, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you need it to be more than that if it's going to work.
Yeah. Let me add this. If they have to mow it for you, like after a couple of warnings, then it jumps up to like, you know,
also the city will mow it for you.
Uh-huh.
But you got to pay them. Well, isn't that the same as just paying
somebody?
When
are they
going to
come out here? They got to be close.
Is it that bad?
I mean, the grass is high. It's. I mean, it's way too high. I don't know that it's crazy high.
It's close to a foot.
It's a foot, yeah.
My goodness.
But the landscaping is what's nuts, because that hasn't been done in 2 years.
Oh.
Well.
So there's weeds and stuff
And tomorrow morning there will be somebody out there now that we're having
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying, you know, it's something special. Now, today, of course, we had the weekend, a lot of stuff going on, but I'm going to start about our holidays. What holidays are today?
Yeah.
Today is, well, last night, but I'm going to say it was today since we weren't on the air, is the longest day of the year. Which means it is National Daylight Appreciation Day, which I don't even know why you need, because I appreciate daylight. I love the longest day of the year because I sit there and watch it get dark and go, it'll never be light later than this the rest of the year. And in Louisville, I mean, we get it about as late as anybody because it stays daylight now till like 9:15, 9:20, something like that, 9:30.
9:30, at least.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, in New York, in the winter, sometimes it's dark by 5.
Yeah,
I remember you talking about that.
But here, so that's good. It's also National Selfie Day.
Oh, I hate selfies.
You talk about something that how long ago was that not even a word?
Correct. Yeah.
Was it
10, 15 years ago?
15 years ago, it was definitely not a word.
Somewhere between 10.
10 years ago, I think it was. Yep. I think it was somewhere between 07 and like 11 that selfie became a thing. Right?
Yep. There was the
and
selfie song.
Do you think there is anyone yep. under the age of 60 who's not taken a selfie?
Probably not, because everybody's got iPhones now. Yeah.
I've probably taken thousands, because that's the way now, you know, and you know, when people ask for a picture, it's much easier just to take a selfie, because people pull out their phone and they don't know how to use it, and then they like it doesn't, so you just go, and I have long arms, and I just say give it to me,
gadget arms.
Give it to me, and then we get it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what, so I mean, I this is a great selfie day. National Peaches and Cream Day.
You like peaches and cream?
I don't think I've ever had it.
Really?
I mean, I've had peaches.
Yeah.
And I've had cream.
Just not combined.
But I don't think I've ever sat down and someone's given me peaches and cream.
Yeah.
Isn't there, what's the name of the group? Is it Peaches and Herb? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I told you, Herb used to be the security guard at the courthouse I worked at.
No, I did not know this.
Yes. I've said that on this show before. I know it. In Washington, D.C., when I clerked on the D.C. circuit, the security guard was Herb of Peaches and Herb. And people would be like, hey, you know that security guard, you know who that is? And I'd go, ooh. Maybe like, Herb.
Reunited, and it feels so
from
good.
Peaches, I mean, from Herb. And I didn't know who that was. I didn't know who Peaches and Herb was.
They couldn't reunite with Peaches and go back on tour?
I don't know if Peaches worked somewhere else in the building.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
But Herb was and Herb was very nice. He was the security guard. You'd walk in, you'd be like, hello. His name was not Herb, I don't think, or at least I don't know that I ever called him Herb.
Peaches was the bathroom attendant.
Maybe.
And I think he went by Herb, unlike the plant Herb. He went by Herb.
Oh, was I supposed to use the hard H?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Peaches and Herb.
I don't think I just always said hello, sir.
Hello, Herb.
It is also National Skateboarding Day. You, Shannon, I feel like sometime in your life you've been a skateboarder.
I had a skateboard as a kid.
You put off such a skateboarding vibe.
Is that right? Well,
yeah, you do. I mean, I'm sure you like had your Skechers and your long shorts, and you were like, where's Tony Hawk, dude?
Like in the 80s, yeah. I had a skateboard.
When did you stop skateboarding?
I don't know. When I was probably 12. I did it as a kid, like a little kid.
So you didn't like get into where you were doing
I didn't go to skate parks and all that, no.
Yeah, I mean, like the idea of having skate parks is something when you and I were in high school, I didn't do that. And now it seems like every city has a skate park.
Yep, there's a big one in Louisville.
Yeah, there is a really big one. There's a lot of these today. National Seashell Day. I've never understood people who collect seashells. I don't know what you're getting out of that.
You know, they're different shapes, and there's people who collect rocks.
I don't understand those people. I don't really understand people who collect anything. Like, if you can't wear it or use it, why do you just want to look at it?
You can wear a seashell.
Well,
like
I guess you could do that.
Necklaces out of them.
But, like, would you just want to have a bunch of seashells to look at?
I might have a little bit of a collection in my
place. Oh, so you do.
In Florida.
Well, there I go. This is really Shannon's day.
It's decoration.
He's sitting
there
on his skateboard picking up seashells, yeah, taking selfies.
Yeah.
And then finally, it is National West Virginia Day, which of course means we have to give our West Virginia facts. When you think West Virginia, Ryan, what do you think?
The trip we took out there to watch the Kentucky West Virginia basketball game,
which was awesome.
It was awesome. That environment inside that arena was incredible. We saw the Barney Fife statue. We did a show at the Sleep Outfitters there, and there was couldn't get a signal for half the show. That's what I remember.
I think West Virginia has the most unique people in the United States. You know what I mean?
That's a very good way.
I mean, remember, we went to Williamson, where I believe we're still on.
Yeah.
This is a true story. We did a show in Williamson at the Hatfield McCoy Museum. And when we walked in, they said, listen, you know, the sheriff just got indicted for shooting the deputy. Let's not bring that up.
What?
I mean, it was something like that, wasn't it, Ryan?
Yeah.
Like the sheriff had shot the deputy, or the sheriff had shot the mayor or something. I mean, it was... And it apparently had just happened, and they asked us not to bring it up. I didn't even know it had happened. So, of course, I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, it was just right there, like a block away from where we were. And the thing was, people didn't act like it was crazy. Like, well, you know, old Sheriff Johnson just go out there shooting people like he does.
That's what happens in West Virginia. You just get shot.
And that was just right when you cross the border.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, what do you think? So, you said you think of the game. What about you, right. Shane? Brad Paisley?
Bob Huggins.
Brad Paisley, Bob Huggins. I think of, because of politics, Joe Manchin. What was the MTV show that they all had that was there? Like Country Wild or Mud Wild?
I don't remember that.
Buck Wild, was that it?
Maybe. I don't remember it.
But that was in West Virginia, wasn't it, Ryan? The reality show?
I think there was some crazy country reality show in West Virginia, but I don't remember where or what it was called.
The other thing is, when you drive to New York, getting through West Virginia takes forever. Because it feels like the drive from southern West Virginia to northern West Virginia, it feels like it's all uphill the entire time.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know. So if you have your best West Virginia facts, why don't we play West Virginia musicians?
Okay. You don't want Peaches and Herb?
Oh, well, first, Peaches and Herb.
Yeah, yes. I get some Herb in there.
Ryan, I watched a lot of NBA this weekend. Two things. First of all, Ben Simmons can't play basketball anymore, right? Like, he has to be told you don't get to play anymore.
What has happened to him? Is it the Kardashian curse that's lingering for him? Or
did either of you watch the game last night?
Yeah.
I mean, they're down two. And he gets the ball, makes a pretty good move, and has a dunk. And the only person coming to him is Trae Young, who he's 6 or 7 inches taller than. And he wouldn't shoot. And he passed it. And I thought when I saw that, man, that dude's done.
He's got Knobloch syndrome for basketball.
Oh, it's a good call. Yeah.
Remember Chuck Knobloch?
He couldn't throw the
ball from second to first.
Yeah.
He's got the same thing going on in basketball.
But you can't. You can't play him. In game six, in the last 6 minutes, they took him out and played Maxey. Played Tyrese Maxey, you know, a rookie, our guy from, who, by the way, played really well. I'm surprised, Ryan, they didn't do that last night, too. I thought they probably should have.
And how many times have you heard Calipari say, if you don't shoot, I can't play you? So why did the Sixers continue to play him?
I mean, it's four, on offense, it's 4-on-5.
Uh-huh.
Like, he stands there, and then he gets a dunk. I mean, I feel like, I'm not trying to be ridiculous. I think I could have made that shot, and he wouldn't even shoot it. And after the game, did you hear Joel Embiid just throw him under the bus?
No, I didn't hear that.
Joel Embiid said the game, I think, changed when we had a dunk to tie it, and instead we got one free throw.
Oh.
I mean, that's just like, you can't bring him back after that, can you, Ryan?
No. No, if the teammates have lost confidence in him, the locker room lost confidence in him, he's got to get out.
I didn't think it could get worse than in game six when they take him out for a rookie that was averaging 5 minutes a game and the rookie plays better. But I think it got worse for him.
Yeah.
And by the way, how about Philadelphia? Game seven of the conference semifinals, they lose and their fans boo.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
I mean, that's the way Philadelphia crowds are, man.
Philadelphia even boos in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. And Devin Booker had 39 for Phoenix, which got me to this question, which I want you to think about during the break, Ryan. Okay. Who are the 10 best players in the NBA right now from Kentucky? Right now. Okay, today. Not 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Because like 2 years ago, John Wall might have been number one. If he wasn't, he was number two. Today, what are the top 10? Because I did this list last night, and I think if you do it, Ryan, I'll read you mine in a minute. I think you're going to be surprised who's on it.
Yeah.
Because there are some guys that you would think would be on it that I don't think are. And then there's going to be some dudes that are at a level you wouldn't have necessarily thought. So we will do ours when we return. It is West Virginia Day. If you have a West Virginia fact that we need to know, let us know. We'll take a break and be right back. It's KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
You're listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Herb apparently kept touring for 50 years and recorded with 7 different peaches.
Oh, really? I thought it was the same peach.
Yeah. All right, so I know what I said we were going to do, but we have some breaking news, and we need to deal with it. Let's go.
Okay.
Wani-na-na! The United States Supreme Court has ruled 9-0 unanimously against the NCAA and says that the NCAA cannot bar student-athletes from all benefits, including education-related benefits, jobs, and internships. Now, apparently they did say there are some things the NCAA can do. I, of course, have not read for the opinion yet. So I think the devil's going to be in the details. But 9-0, the NCAA cannot ban all financial benefits from athletes, and says that the NCAA has violated antitrust principles, and that the NCAA as a major financial moneymaker, a massive money-raising enterprise, cannot be built on the backs of student-athletes who are not fairly compensated. So that's going to be quite an opinion.
Mm-hmm. We knew it was coming.
Pretty amazing. It's a unanimous opinion, and this is the first time in history that an antitrust ruling has been given against the NCAA. Now, I probably would need, I would need to read the specifics to know what they're saying the NCAA can and can't do, and I won't have time while I'm sitting here on the air. But, Ryan, this is a pretty major thing. And as I said a few days ago, the next 2 weeks are going to be the most important for the next 25 years of college athletics. Step one just happened this morning.
So I was going to ask you, does now the NCAA, they have to follow suit, right? What is their
next move? Well, the NCAA has, the Supreme Court, that's the law of the land. So whatever they said, the NCAA rules are irrelevant against. What it said, of course, I would need to see. Apparently, this is a quote from the opinion. Nowhere else in America can businesses get away with agreeing not to pay their workers a fair market rate on the theory that their product is defined by not paying their workers a fair market rate. There you go. I mean, that's exactly right. And here's the thing. For all the people out there, and there are many, I'm sure many of you are listening now, that have said, these players shouldn't make money as scholarships enough. You don't believe that anywhere else in the world. You don't. So why would college athletics be different? Mm-hmm. There's nowhere else in the world that we believe it is okay to not create the ability for people to make money. Nowhere else. Now, this was not the opinion. This was a concurrence from Justice Kavanaugh, but I do want to read it. To be sure, the NCAA and its member colleges maintain important traditions that have become part of the fabric of America. Game days in Tuscaloosa and South Bend. Packed gyms in Durham and stores. Why couldn't they have said Kentucky, by the way, there?
Yeah.
Lacrosse championships on Memorial Day weekends. Track and field meets in Eugene. Softball and baseball titles in Oklahoma City and Omaha. But those traditions alone can't justify the NCAA's decision to build a massive money-making enterprise on the back of students who are not fairly compensated. Nowhere else in America can businesses get away with agreeing not to pay their workers a fair market rate on the theory that their product is defined by not paying that fair market rate. And under ordinary principles of antitrust law, it is not evident why college sports should be above the law. It is important to know now the NCAA is not above the law.
I just feel like just hearing you read this, that everything has changed today after this ruling.
Again, the devil will be in the details, but I think it has. I mean, let's take a step back for a second. This show and most of the reasons you all are listening are based on college athletics. That's how this whole thing started. At the core of college athletics has been this belief that people shouldn't be paid. I think that changed today.
It changed today. Yep, with this
now,
Supreme Court ruling.
The devil's in the details. I think in what I'm seeing people say about it, they are not saying that the schools have to pay the players money. But I think probably what they are saying, Ryan, is they have to allow them to make money.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the fact. And that's where every school now, it comes into – in a recruiting pitch with a student now, you go in and work at somewhere like New York, or you want to go work somewhere in Des Moines, Iowa. You know, I think it comes into play.
So obviously, as the show goes on, I'm sure we'll find out more about it.
Was this a surprise? It came out this morning?
No, you knew it was going to be in the next. I mean, their opinions come out on Mondays and Thursdays. So
Okay.
But we'll see. So 502-571 today. Now, remember, I don't think this means everybody gets to make a lot of money yet. But it'll probably honestly be until after the show that I'll be able to read it and have some sense of what it says. Josh, what's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good. What's up?
Me and my wife are the ones who called about going to Nashville weekend.
I'm sorry, Josh. You're breaking up, and I can't hear you. Are you driving somewhere?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Not really. I'll tell you what, I'll put you back on hold. Put him back on hold. We'll try him again in a little bit. Okay, maybe he'll be in a better place. Kathy, how are you, Kathy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Well, let me tell you first, I am in extreme pain, and you guys are better medicine than anything I can take.
That's very sweet of you, Kathy. Thank you very much. Well, I'm sorry to hear you're in pain. I have just less than a minute. I hate to run you off, but I'm sorry you're not feeling well. Go ahead.
Quick story. In Cynthiana, several years ago, they replaced the sewage systems and put down this green stuff and told us, do not mow the grass until we mow it. And then proceeded, when the grass was knee-high, to fine us all in my neighborhood for tall grass.
Oh, that's wrong of Cynthiana, Shannon. They shouldn't have done that to you, Kathy.
No, they shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have done it.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you feel better. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
As great as it is, you know what's a bummer. I ain't ever going to be this summer with you.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. This is the Blue Lights Across the Bluegrass Tour. Remember, it's sponsored by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety. Goal is not to write tickets, but save lives. Do your part and buckle up each and every time behind the wheel. You know, for the 4th of July, the sauce you need is Red State Barbecue Sauce. It's very good. Whether chicken, ribs, brisket, or burgers, Red State has a sauce perfect for whatever sparks your 4th of July palate.
I like that.
You get it?
Yeah, spark.
Get it. Good little twist right there.
Whether it's sweet, spicy, smoky, bourbon, or more, you can get it from Red State's Barbecue Sauce. They have it at Kroger and also at Jungle Gyms in Fairfield. Where's Jungle Gyms?
I had never heard of that, but now, you know, when you have something, you hear it for the first time, now you hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what happened with me and Jungle Gyms just then. Somebody was talking about it Saturday. Now you're mentioning Jungle Gyms.
Is Jungle Gyms a store?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Well, you can get your Red State barbecue sauce there at Jungle Gyms, or go to shop.redstatebbq.com. That's shop.redstatebbq.com. My friends and I, when we get together and grill out, they use Red State barbecue sauce. It's so good. It's there you go. It's the 4th of July with Red State barbecue. Some questions on the text machine. One person writes, Matt, could Congress still give the NCAA an antitrust exemption and allow them not to pass? Well, they could, but Ryan, they're not going to.
Not going to now.
They
just ruled.
Congress could create an exemption for the NCAA. They've done it for like baseball, et cetera, but they're not going to do that. I mean, can you imagine Congress passing something now saying college athletes? I mean, they're not going to do that.
No,
that's done.
Yeah. I mean, college athletics as it was yesterday, it's never going to be like that again.
That's correct. Yep. Everything changed.
And the question is only, what's it going to be like in the future? And I think it's going to take a couple years to figure out. So we'll see what happens. All right, let me give you my list real quick, Ryan.
Okay.
Here's my top 10 UK players in the NBA today. Now, the only person I couldn't figure out where to put was John Wall. Because if John Wall was healthy, he'd be in the top 10, but he hasn't been healthy in 4 years. So, like, well, and
what
I can't
about Jamal
put him
Murray?
There.
He didn't. He didn't play.
Well, but I just said John Wall. Jamal Murray will be back next year. John Wall's not been back in 4 years.
Okay.
So, I'm including injured players here, but I don't know what to do with John Wall, so I'm not putting him in there. Number one for me is still Anthony Davis, although it is very close now with Devin Booker. I still think a healthy Anthony Davis is better than Devin Booker because there's nobody else like Anthony Davis. But it's super close. Like, Booker is now, like, knocking on the door. I put Booker second. I would put Jamal Murray third. Again, healthy, because I think healthy, he's amazing. I got Julius Randle fourth. I mean, he was sixth in the MVP voting. Karl Towns fifth. Bam sixth. Shea seventh. Fox eighth. PJ Washington ninth. Hero 10th. Quickly 11th. And then 12th, Ryan, Michael Mulder.
Yeah, I forgot about him, actually.
Who, whether, like, Michael Mulder has to be on the list because he had a big year. So that's my 12. Do you disagree majorly, Ryan, with any of those?
No, my first five are exactly the same as you. Davis, Booker, Murray, Randle, Towns. Top five.
Then where do you go?
Then I put De'Aaron Fox sixth.
Okay. I think Bam, Shea, and Fox are all kind of together. Depending on what you like, you could go in any order.
Yeah. And I got Bam seventh. Yeah, I put Fox sixth, Bam seventh. Eighth, I've got, you didn't have him. I put Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
No, that's when I say Shea, Shannon. I mean Shea Alexander.
I didn't hear you say that.
See, it's interesting. When I say Shea, he may think I'm talking about someone else. Like, but I'm talking about Shea Alexander, yeah. And I had him seventh. So go ahead.
I didn't hear it. I got him eighth. I've got Eric Bledsoe ninth and Quickly tenth.
I forgot about Bledsoe. I might put Bledsoe 11th. I'm still putting PJ and Harrow above him. Although Harrow didn't have a great year.
No, he didn't.
But
PJ did, though.
PJ did. So we're in the same ballpark of the list.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny when you were reading it. I'm like, yep, I got exactly that same.
I feel same good thing. About AD, Booker, Murray, Randle, Towns. I think those guys are definitively the top five. I think Bam, Shea, and Fox are definitively 6 through 8.
Uh-huh.
And yep. Then I think you can kind of, depending on what you like, go a different way with the other guys.
You know, a guy that's kind of sneaking around to get in our list who had a good year, I thought, was Hamidou.
Yeah, no, that's fair. He you know, nobody pays attention to him down there, but no. he actually did have a pretty
yeah, he did.
Pretty good year. Peanut, what's up?
Hey, Peanut?
Yes, that's why I said Peanut.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, it cut out. But anyway, hey, I got a friend down here in Florida, Teresa. She finds seashells and makes wind chimes out of them and sells them for $100 a piece.
$100.
There you go.
To who?
Wow.
Oh, she goes Tourists? To some really nice beaches and sets up shop.
Dude,
get a little
treat. That's, a lot of small
that's
ones
what you have to do
prices,
in this world.
You got them hundreds of dollars.
That's what, and I appreciate the call, Peanut. That's what you got to do in this world, Shannon. You and I have to figure out where can we find
free resources,
stupid rich people,
yeah,
with as my grandfather would say, more money than sense.
Uh huh.
Because that's what you need. People who will just spend on whatever. Instead of grinding out dollars, you got to find where the rich people who don't even know what money is, where they are. Because he's Peanut's right. They'll spend a ton of money and not even think about it, and they don't even know what they're buying.
And think about how much it costs her to make that. I mean, those shells are free.
Yeah.
But then you got like a little string.
So, Ryan,
it's
where,
a fishing
do, I,
line.
Where do we go if I want to be in Kentucky and I just want to be around to sell some wares, rich people just spending money and not thinking. Where am I going?
Prospect.
In Oldham County, yeah.
But where in Prospect? Like, where am I?
Well, I mean, wherever you want to go. They've all got money out there, don't they?
That is where. But I think it's also better to catch them on vacation.
Well,
although I don't think a lot of rich people vacation in Kentucky.
No. So you need to go.
I need to go set up a stand on a beach.
On an island.
Yep.
Yes. Hilton Head.
There you go.
Although now I think rich people, it's even, they go somewhere nicer than Hilton Head.
Yeah.
They go to islands we don't even know.
You find out where Michael Bennett vacations, and then you can just go there and sell him some seashells.
I feel like Michael Bennett is the kind of person you need to find.
Oh, he would buy it for sure.
Because he'll just buy something.
Yeah. There you go. A seashell
necklace.
Paint it
blue and white. Make it a UK seashell people would buy it all over the place here.
A number of people are mentioning for West Virginia that that reality show that came on when I was a kid, the Wonderful Whites of West Virginia with the dancing outlaw Jesco White.
I have never seen that or even heard of that.
Really? You've never heard of that?
No.
Ryan, you haven't heard of that either?
No.
Wow. You all were like so sheltered.
No, I don't think we were sheltered. I think you were sheltered because you watched it.
This was on like, I want to say it was on like KET or PBS, like early 90s, late 80s. They did a show about these people in West Virginia, just this family, and they had this guy called himself the Dancing Outlaw, and he dressed up as kind of like an Elvis dude, and he would just dance. I can't do it justice.
What a show.
Well, Roseanne ended up having him on her show.
Oh, okay. He was a crossover.
It's one of these things that it was like, you know, it's pre-internet, so not everybody knows about it. But, like, it was one of those things, Ryan, when you were in that era, you know, people would pass around tapes.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was one of those tapes that in Middlesboro, people would get the VCR tape and pass it around. I know there are people out there. Well, one person wrote me. I know there's people out there that know what I'm talking about.
I'm looking at pictures of him. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know if it's something you can watch. I bet it's on YouTube, Shannon.
Oh, probably.
On YouTube.
I bet it's on YouTube.
I'll look him up.
But it was huge for a long time. Josh, are you in better service now?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Great. There's actually a new version of that, too, that was remade in the 2000s, and it's as wild.
I don't know if I want I like the old one because it was grainy and, like, nobody knew what was going on. It was like It was like a reality show. Like, it came on about the same time as The Real World, and it was sort of like the first reality show.
Buck Wild, is that what it was called?
No, well, Buck Wild was the MTV show. This is like a documentary that I think was done on public television, I believe. But go ahead, Josh.
Gotcha. All right, well, I'm the one who called Friday about Nashville and then driving down to New Orleans.
Yes.
And first of all, Nashville, quick thoughts. They need to clean their streets, but other than that, it's a party city and wasn't really our cup of tea.
Well, I told you that. I mean, that's why I said it is a party city. And I think those party cities are even more party cities right now, Ryan, because nobody's been out of the house, you know?
Yeah. They said it's like Mardi Gras down there right now.
I mean, Bardstown Road right now, every Friday and Saturday night, is just wild.
It's a party. Wow. It's a party.
And I think it's just because people are not, you know, they haven't been out of the house, Josh.
Gotcha. Another thing is we've done all the way to our Elite Eight on our country bracket. We have a couple tiebreakers. Would you guys go to help us with them?
We'll do all right. You know, Josh, you just be careful driving home. We're getting there. It's a slow slog. By the way, appreciate the call. Jesco was also, you remember that video with Obama girl and the Eric C. Khan video?
Yeah.
You remember Eric C. Khan did a video? That's Jesco White, the guy dancing.
Okay. I'll see him here.
I'm going to have to watch it again now.
Video that had Obama girl, and it had, and remember he was singing a song asking Obama to appoint him to a judge, Eric C. Khan, I think. The guy dancing in that video is Jesco White from the wonderful Wild Whites of West Virginia. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's KSR.
More of the KSR Blue Lights across the Bluegrass County by County virtual tour presented by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety after this. To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
So everybody's sending me all these different shows that guy was on. The PBS one was called Different Drummer, Dancing Outlaw. That's the one I saw as a kid. Then Johnny Knoxville made a documentary called The Wild and Wonderful Whites, but that was later. So the one I'm talking about that was on PBS was called Different Drummer. And it was only about him. They then later did a documentary about his family, Ryan, which was even weirder. But this was about that guy in particular and how he always liked to dance.
Well, I mean, it must have been popular if they had a spinoff of it, but I just never seen it.
Well, you gotta look it up. 502-571-1080. One person writes, Matt, with people having no idea what the rules are going to be, going forward with the NCAA. What do you think happens this year? I have no idea. No idea. I've already had, Ryan, multiple people who are associated with athletes around UK asking me, hey, man, July 1st, do you want to do something?
Already?
Oh, yeah. Multiple. Now, here's what I'm going to do. Nothing. Until I get a sense of what's going on.
That's a smart move.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. And also, I don't know what's, you know, right? I don't even know what's going to be worth doing. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you this, the players are ready.
Wouldn't you be?
No, I'm not. I'm not criticizing for it. I'm just saying there are, I mean, I've had multiple people say, hey, Matt, July 1st, what do you want to do? I'm like, I'm on vacation first 2 weeks of July. I'll see you when you get back.
We don't want to be responsible for getting the school or anybody
in
trouble, you know.
But I do think starting on July 1st, Ryan, there are going to be things go and just rolling.
Because, you know, they're going to be contacting everybody. And if even like yourself, you feel like saying no right now, they're still going to be in line waiting when you're comfortable with go ahead and making the move. It's not going away.
Were you excited to see or glad to see John Rahm, who, of course, got disqualified a couple of weeks ago while he was about to win the Memorial? Were you glad to see him win the U.S. Open and get some redemption from a few weeks ago?
That is total redemption for that dude. Absolutely. Golf needs some good stories like this and kind of help the sport a little bit. So here's little John Rahm coming along.
He ain't that little.
Yeah.
He's a big boy. He ain't that little. I'm shocked Ryan got through that whole thing without talking about his wife.
Well, you know, when you Google John Rahm.
That's what I said.
The first thing that comes up is wife.
Because everybody always talks about his wife, and somehow he didn't.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Good for you, Ryan.
I don't know about this.
Good for you, Ryan. He's grown up.
John Rahm golf is like the 10th thing on the autocomplete for Google when you search his name.
You know what I enjoyed about the tournament? Bryson DeChambeau shooting 44 on the back nine, including a shank. On 17, a shank. You never see anybody shank it on the PGA Tour. Just a shank. Bryson DeChambeau just completely collapsed. I enjoyed that, Ryan.
See, golf's got a villain now. They've got this feel-good story. You know, it needs it instead of like Phil Mickelson whining about cell phone pictures or something. It needs something like this.
I hosted ESPN Saturday, and we had a running bit where apparently the guy that was leading on Saturday's name was Russell Henley, and apparently he was born in Lexington. And he stayed.
Really?
Well, that's what I thought. I didn't know that. Myron brought it up, and so then we had a conversation on air about he lived in Lexington until he was five. Then he moved to Macon, Georgia, and he claims to be a Georgian. And Myron was like, do you claim him as a Kentuckian? And I said, well, if he's winning, yes.
If he's winning.
So
when he starts losing,
he's Georgia. So during my show, I just kept saying, great Kentuckian Russell Henley. Then yesterday, as he started losing, I went, man, that Georgian Russell Henley really can't play.
See how quickly you turn your back on him.
Yeah. Because, Ryan, I didn't even know he was from Kentucky. Did you?
I did not know that. But, yes, if he'd have won that tournament, we guarantee all of us would have claimed him.
Well, would you count that, though? I mean, if you're born there.
I don't count it. I mean, we had this conversation a few weeks ago.
I don't remember it.
I think it's where you grow up. Because, again, I love Cynthiana, but I was in Cynthiana before the age of five, and I consider myself from Middlesbrough, not Cynthiana.
Yeah, because you probably don't remember that part of your life.
I remember a couple things, but not really.
Yeah.
I also spent a little time in Versailles. I don't consider myself from Versailles.
You only got to pick one.
You got to pick one. And for me, it's Middlesbrough.
Unless you're Ryan, you have 10 different.
And for Russell Henley, it was Kentucky until he started losing, and then it was Georgia. So, Micah, what's up, Micah?
You making?
So I guess is it Bryson DeChambeau then?
There you go.
This isn't the reason I was calling, but the world. Jungle Gems is actually like a kind of like a world, like international market type thing. So like a grocery store, you can find like anything that you would find like overseas, like in people's like places of origin or whatever.
Where do they have those? Germany. Where can I go to a Jungle Gems?
They have one in Fairfield, like somebody said, and then there's also
where's Fairfield?
One in the,
where's Fairfield? You mean
in Cincinnati? It's
in Cincinnati,
like an outer
okay,
suburb
gotcha.
On the northeastern part of Cincinnati.
Gotcha, in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so it's actually up there, and then there's also another one, which is the original, which is a little bit like more central Cincinnati, but they're pretty cool, and there's actually kind of neat because inside they're kind of random, but the restrooms actually have like porta potty doors on them. Like going into the restaurant, it's like a porta potty door, and it opens.
Why is that
into the
neat?
Actual,
like I go in a building, I don't
know,
want to be
different.
Going into a porta potty.
You'd have to see it.
Okay,
you'd have to see it.
Well, maybe
it's like a full on.
Next time I'm in Cincinnati, I'll see if I can find Jungle Gyms. What else you got?
But I was actually calling. You was talking about the selfie thing. Nick Castellanos, they were actually talking about on the game the other day. They said he still owns a flip phone, and I just thought that was kind of interesting. They were talking about like how he still chooses to have a flip phone.
Yeah. All right. So, and I appreciate the call. Larry has a flip phone.
Does he?
Yes. Remember, I told you when my grandmother passed away, she handed her phone down to Larry. He got an upgrade.
Oh, really?
Which tells you where his technology was.
Yeah. He was stuck in 2000.
And then World Wide West has flip phones.
Yeah, those are burner phones, aren't they?
No, he's got like a World Wide West has like, he told me this one time, he has like 7 phones based on how important you are to him.
Oh, really? So are you on the flip phone?
I have one of his numbers, but I think it's like phone 6, maybe 7.
Yeah. So maybe a flip phone.
But he walks around, or at least he did. I haven't seen him in a few years. But he walks around with like all these phones attached to his pocket. And depending on how important he thinks you are, you get on a different phone.
I think you're on the Nokia.
Well, they're all flip phones. Every one of them's a flip phone. Or at least it was back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He may have upgraded to a touch screen.
I don't know. I kind of like that about him. The fact that he was like, you know what? I'm still flip phoning. The 7 phones to me was a little much. But,
yeah.
You know, everybody's got their thing. Scotty. What's up, Scotty?
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Good.
Just when I hear West Virginia, I think of John Denver and the song Country
yep.
Roads. And second, which you've already talked about, is Johnny Knoxville's documentary, The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
But see, I don't think people realize, I don't know that, I've seen it. What I'm saying to you is, I don't think you folks realize that that wasn't the original. That the original was this PBS thing that I just looked online, came out in 1991. And apparently Johnny Knoxville, I was reading this during the break, he saw that like I did when he was a kid and thought it was fascinating and then decided to do one on the whole family.
Yeah, the second one, what Johnny Knoxville did, it doesn't have a whole lot to do with Jesco. It's more, you know, of his extended family and things, but it is nonetheless very entertaining.
Yeah, I do, and I appreciate the call. I do recommend, Shannon, to you and Ryan that you watch it.
That's what I'm doing during the break.
You well,
watch this.
You would really, I mean, it's our kind of thing. You know what I mean? And for those of you from Eastern Kentucky, like, you probably know a guy like this.
I just want to see him dance.
Oh, he's a well,
it's not hard to find. Just Google him.
He's a dancing outlaw.
Yeah, it says American dancer when you search his name.
Yeah, so you definitely need to try it out. A show for those of you, not for Shannon and Ryan. You all wouldn't like this show. But I think some of you that like the kind of comedy and stuff I like, the show on HBO called Hacks right now, which is about an older female comedian and a younger one, I think is awesome. I don't think it's your all's kind of thing, Shannon.
All right.
But I think a lot of you out there that like some of my other recommendations, I bet you'd like this.
I'll be sure not to watch it then.
Don't. We'll take a break. Come back. Hour number 2.
A werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.